Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. All right, well, welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. Had a little bit of technical difficulties there, but happy Thursday to you guys. Welcome to another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. It's great to be back after a couple of months off the mic. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. In our Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight we're going to tackle a problem that many people struggle with, and that is sexual addiction, which comes in many different forms. We'll talk about the many ways in which sexual addiction manifests itself, plus discuss its damaging effects to the addict and their relationships. And finally, we'll talk about how to overcome what can often be overpowering urges for sexual stimulation as well as full-blown sexual intercourse if you are an addict. And let me introduce to you tonight's expert guest from Intergold Counseling. They've been patiently waiting on the line. We talked a little bit before the show, and they are very excited to talk about this topic. Basically assist, you know, you guys who are out there struggling with sexual addiction. We're going to be talking in a few minutes to Dr. Jerry Redd, who graduated with his PhD from Brigham Young University in Family Studies and Human Development with an emphasis on mate selection, marital quality, and sexual addiction. So he is definitely prepared to talk about this topic. Jerry joined Intergold after discovering the Intergold treatment system several years ago, and recognizing the power of the system had in helping others. He adapted it into his private practice and is now helping individuals with sexual addictions, pornography addiction, depression, with his emphasis on marital therapy. Dr. Redd is focused on helping families stay together and is happily married with six children. Quick introduction for our other guest, Tony Roten. Is a marketing and branding strategist. He's been so for 15 years and has changed his entire focus within the last 4 years to helping addicts and families find healing from pornography addiction using the Intergold system. And after being introduced to Intergold, Tony realized that there was a much greater purpose in life than just money. So he got involved and now is the secret sauce behind the scenes of Intergold. Tony works closely with Gordon, who's the founder of the Intergold organization, and is helping propel the organization forward as the leader in helping addicts find healing from pornography addiction. He is joyously married to a spectacular lady and has seven wonderful children. Dr. Redd and Tony Roten, thanks for accepting my invitation to be guest on the show. Before we delve into the topic of sex addiction, tell our listeners about your book. I believe it's called The Language of Recovery, and we're going to be giving away one of those tonight, and I will be giving the details on how our listeners can get their hands, or at least one listener can get their hands on that book. So welcome to the show. All right, so for some reason we have lost their audio. I'm going to try to pull it up here. Give just 1 second, and we will get back on track.
Tony, can you still hear me?
There you guys are.
I can hear you, Jerry.
Hi.
Can you hear us, Tiffany?
Yes, Tony and Dr. Wren, how are you guys?
We're doing very well. Thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Oh, no problem. So, yeah, tell us about that book that we're going to be giving away. We're going to give away one hard copy to one lucky listener that goes out to relationships360.com, enters their name and email address before our next show, which is scheduled for Thursday, November 15th. So you guys that are listening, go out to relationships360.com. There will be a place where you can enter your name and your email address. As soon as you go to the site, you'll see the area where you need to sign up, and you will be entered into a drawing to win this one hard copy of The Language of Recovery that we're giving away, our guests are giving away here tonight. So tell us, Dr. Red, what our listener, lucky listener, can expect when they get that book.
When we do therapy, we will usually start, I'll usually have my clients read this book as an initial introduction to this concept of addiction. It details 5 skills that are critical and very helpful in this system of gaining a better management over the addiction itself. Acknowledgement, surrender, awareness, mindfulness, and then faith in a higher power and, you know, a purpose. A higher purpose in life as well, and
mm-hmm.
So this one details the 5 skills, and then the implementation of these skills would follow in a manual that we use later on. Tony, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, one of the things about The Language of Recovery is we've had several people who have read it, and from individuals who are very religious based to people who are atheists, and they've said it's the most compact, full of just solid principles book that they've ever read to help them understand addiction, and that's a constant feedback we're getting on it.
Okay, and let's talk about, you were just mentioning addiction and, you know, overcoming addiction. Can you tell us more, Tony or Dr. Red, about the process of how does one even, you know, start to become a porn addict, or, you know, move in that direction from just occasionally viewing porn or that kind of thing to becoming a porn addict or sex addict?
It's probably best explained if you understand that our brain has two parts to it. We have a limbic system, which governs instincts and emotion, and then this is the primitive center part of our brain, and then we have a prefrontal cortex that manages our thoughts, meaning, and morals. And what happens is when we look at porn, when we have any kind of these things, we have a dopamine and a glutamate flash flood. It causes a lot of damage within our brains, and it kind of gets to a point where we hijack the prefrontal cortex, and so life becomes, we start living life basically like I guess you could say just totally driven by cravings, loss of control, and then obviously the negative consequences that follow. And this addiction causes, like I said earlier, a lot of problems, but when your life becomes driven by these emotions, which are about 90% subconscious or unconscious, it hijacks this prefrontal part, and so we don't have the balance between the two parts of our brain that allow us to make good choices, and it just creates a lot of problems with the emotional response to doing whatever you feel like you need to do. Tony, any other things to add to